Dan was talking about Pete Gioia earlier. He's with us once a month, the vice president economist for the Connecticut Business and Industry Association. And I wonder what it's going to be like, the latest job report. Peter, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to both of you.
Thank you. Well, the numbers are not positive at all, as the latest jobs report shows. Peter, what's your take on all of this?
Well, you know, Connecticut has got a jobs crisis, and it's going to have to address this. I mean, starting the new year, if you take a look at the national level, the economy on the national level, the president the other day was touting it's going to be a great year. He's right. It's going to be a great year on the national level. We're probably going to see 3.5% GDP. We're going to see unemployment dip below 4%. We're probably going to see inflation maybe get a little bit above 2. The Fed's probably going to raise rates 3 times or so during the year. But there's a lot of strength, and that'll be buoyed by some strength overseas. So our export opportunities will certainly be there. On the local level, we will be helped by that. There's no doubt, you know, in my mind, that we should see a stronger 2018 than 2017, because with a 3.5 U.S. GDP, we have been tracking about one half of that in Connecticut, helped by our companies that sell outside of our borders into other states. So, you know, that will be somewhat of a boost to Connecticut. But we are not helping ourselves, because we have all these jobs, particularly manufacturing, but also the building trades, trucking, some service sector jobs that are going begging, good jobs that we cannot fill. And yet we have a situation where, you know, in November, we continue to trend of job losses, lost 3,500 jobs. We were up 11,000 jobs year over year in the summer for 2017. In November, we were year over year minus 700, which is quite frankly ridiculous.
Peter, why can't we get this taken care of? This goes on and on and on. You sit here every morning like Dan and I do, and thank God we got you, because you bring this up to date for us once a month.
Well, you know, why can't during the Great Recession, Brad, we were talking about the fact that there were certain manufacturing jobs that weren't being filled, okay? That has just exacerbated itself with each month. And what we have right now is a situation is we're losing more people to retirement than we can bring on into the workforce. And, you know, we've shown with our surveys that, you know, 2018 is going to be an acute year for that. It's really already started. So, you know, we could be set up for another bad year unless we get our act together. And this has to be approached in a multifaceted approach. It's going to be approached short-term crisis mode, and we've got to look at the same time for what do we need to do to fix the pipeline long term.
Well, Peter, and that's the big question right now, and we're talking with Peter Gioia. He's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. There are some economists in Connecticut out there who actually, and even some columnists, suggesting the R word, that Connecticut might be entering a recession. How do you see it?
I don't see that. Like I said, we've been tracking half the U.S. GDP will probably end up this year 1.2 compared to 2.4 in the national level. We'll probably end up, you know, if U.S. hits 3.5, there's no reason why we can't hit half of that. That's a long, long way from recession.
But,
some people call it a jobs recession. I call it a jobs crisis.
Mm-hmm. Then we have one of our leaders who works with the governor, who goes out and speaks and says that we in Connecticut, you know, New Jersey does the same thing, that the people really like taxes because it does things for them. And I cannot believe that anybody that has that kind of power can make that kind of a statement.
Well, you know, obviously we do need taxes for things like snow plowing, but... and for schools.
Yes,
but,
of course.
You know, it's all relative and comparative. And, you know, Connecticut and, quite frankly, the whole Northeast has not, you know, necessarily done itself well being so far above what's going on in the rest of the country. That being said, you know, it's also how you use the money. And, you know, right now, our education dollars don't seem to be put enough in areas where we need them. And, you know, what we need to do is find out what industries, you know, need workers. And, as I mentioned, manufacturing, trucking, building trades. There's got to be a shift of some, you know, education dollars to strengthen that part of the educational institution that supplies people with these skills. Because these people get work. These people get benefits. These people pay taxes.
Right.
And one of the things we know we're going to need by 2020 is a heck of a lot more people who pay taxes under our existing laws.
There you go.
Yeah. Peter, I think the state comptroller, doesn't he issue his updated report on either the first or second of the month, depending on when the first falls?
Yeah, we should be seeing that.
So we should be seeing that today to find out, right?
Yeah.
Because the deficit, these are just persistent deficits month after month, Peter.
Well, you know, if you're not filling every job you can, if, you know, people are retiring and moving south, if people are not retiring and moving south, your numbers aren't going to be great. And in a part, it's so sad because we are sitting here on the cusp of probably one of the best years in 50 years on the national economy we're going to see next year. And we are not going to fully participate in it.
You're saying we're going to see, my gosh, that would be incredible if that happens.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got everything in place. I mean, the tax package, I think, will on the federal level will be stimulative to the economy.
Will it help Connecticut? Will the tax package help Connecticut?
Well? What?
Will the tax package help Connecticut?
Yes. There's been a lot of talk about how devastating this is to a blue state. I think that there are, you know, wealthy people in certain towns who will be hurt because there's a limit on the state tax deductibility that they'll have going forward. Yet at the same time, a lot of the liberals are screaming, oh, this is just an overall boon to the rich. So, you know, those people who get hit by this are probably those people who are going to see a little bit more effect from the lowering of the rates than people who don't make as much and pay as much in state and local taxes. So I think in many cases there's going to be a wash on this. But, you know, everybody's going to double their deduction. There are lower rates across the board. So, you know, at least in the short term, that's stimulative. And furthermore, you know, corporations are getting a huge tax cut. Many of them have already said that they're going to reinvest this, despite what was on TV and during the debate. I got an email from Comcast. They were giving all their non-managerial people immediately $1,000 bonus, and they promised billions of investment over the next 5 years. There's probably at least 25 companies that have been in the news of doing that, not all in Connecticut, but some. And so that's stimulative. That's going to, you know, help the economy.
No question.
Peter, always great to have you with us, and we look forward to your reports every month. Have yourself a good new year.
Thanks, Peter.
Same to you and your listeners.